Hey, welcome back to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor. Today we're discussing the book Own Your Niche, written by Stephanie Chandler. The summary is written by Steve Riley, and you can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We've all seen them. Those emails that bait us with that unbelievable, tempting offer on how a new system can make us better, stronger, faster, richer than we once were. We click on the link and are taken to a webpage that is 10,000 words long. Somewhere near the very bottom, you really have to hunt for it, is a link to another page that outlines a convoluted pricing structure. High-pressure internet marketing. We've all been victim to the hype. If you're starting a business or looking at to start using the internet to grow your business, then Stephanie Chandler's Own Your Niche is for you. A no-nonsense, simple, structured approach to establish your expertise online and gain some exposure without the hype. The golden egg for this article: start a blog on your own site. Quote, a blog is hands down one of the most important elements of a successful website. It comes from page 6. There are some key takeaways here, which I will get into. The golden egg is not only to start a blog, but what and how to do with it. 1. Make sure it's hosted on your own site. For example, www.yoursite.com/blog. 2. Your web developer can take an existing blog platform, WordPress, Blogger, etc., and host it on your site. The key benefit is that you get more traffic to your site than if it's hosted at Blogger or WordPress. 3. Google loves fresh content. Updating your blog on your site will help your search engine rankings. And finally, 4. Visitor engagement. People can comment on your posts, so it turns into a conversation, which makes people feel that they're a part of and connecting with your brand. Developing content for your blog is key. How, you ask? Well, Chandler gives us 22 ways, of which I thought the top three were: 1. Keep a notepad with you at all times. This struck me as such a simple idea, but I wasn't doing it, and I should have been. My blog has a very specific audience and very specific topic, but I find myself staring at a blank screen when it comes time to write. I use Evernote for capturing notes electronically on my phone, tablet, and computer. I made a note file called blog posts and already have a dozen topics, all of which came to me when I was not in the office. Tip number 2, keep it short and sweet. Blogs shouldn't be full-length articles. Break them up into parts and link between posts. Google likes that too. I know some popular blogs I read religiously that should heed this advice because I don't always have 10 minutes to read one of their posts. I think this is one of the reasons why people like Seth Godin's blog so much. You can read each one in under 90 seconds. And finally, 3, write ahead. Most blogging platforms have a scheduling option. See Joe number 2. When you're in a groove, bang out several blog posts and schedule them to post in the future. Chandler makes a great case for every business starting a blog. She's correct in that it can be tiresome and sometimes make you think that it may not be worth it at all, but stick with it. It pays off. You will eventually have enough posts and information to fill a book, which some bloggers have already done. Seth Godin is the king of this. Job number 1. Study your competitors and start a swipe file. Quote, when I was in software sales in Silicon Valley, we were urged to study your competitors. This helped us position our strengths against their weaknesses, while also allowing us to prepare answers when asked about potential advantages the competitors had. It comes from chapter 1. Create your niche by studying what your competitors are doing. You need to be able to be crystal clear in how you offer something different than them. You can easily research your competitors online these days. Google Alerts is one way to do this. Easy to set up, Google emails you a list of any mentions on any keyword, your competitor's name, for example. You can go to google.com/alerts to set that up. Start a swipe file. In the marketing world, every marketing firm has what is known as a swipe file. This is where you keep ideas from other businesses, postcards, sales letters, or attention-grabbing marketing. The idea is not to simply copy them, but to use them as an inspiration to help spark some new ideas. They don't have to be ideas from your competitor, but from any business that you can apply to your own business. I started a file in Evernote. Pocket is another capturing tool, to put in the great marketing ideas that I came across. I really like Evernote because you can add images, notes, sound files, basically anything electronic, and it's accessible on any device. Gem number 2, using Twitter to promote your business. Quote, as with other forms of social media, there's an abundance of noise on Twitter. So if you want to stand out, share useful content, respond to your audience, and be interesting. That's from chapter 7. In my opinion, Twitter is still misunderstood, and most people don't use it to its potential. Chandler lays out some simple techniques to help you harness the potential of this social media giant. 1. Typically, people check Twitter at different times throughout the day, and since posts are listed newest to oldest, if they follow a lot of people, they may only see the last few minutes of tweets. There are free sites, Hootsuite is one, that allow you to schedule your tweets to post at specific times. Looking for a template to schedule post tweets or Twitter posts? Chandler gives you that too. And there's a link on actualbooks.com to see her template. 2. Tweet links back to your blog post many times over the next few months for better exposure. WordPress is a great plugin called Tweetob Posts, which will assist you in automatically posting your content in the interviews that you set. Add the hashtag quote or hashtag archive to an old post to differentiate your new posts from old ones. 3. Shrink your links. You only have 140 characters, 120 really, if you see the next point. So each one is valuable. You can use free link shorteners like Bitly or Google. They've also allowed you to track clicks as well. And finally, 4, leave room for others to retweet. This is another area that I don't find people understand very clearly. If I'm going to retweet you to my followers, I need to be able to add RT and your Twitter handle. Keep tweets closer to 120 characters rather than 140 so others can comment and retweet easily. If you're brand new to social media, the book can be somewhat intimidating because it's packed with ideas and techniques. While most techniques are simply a sentence or two, there's a lot of them. Chandler has more than 175 links of resources in the book. She mentions right off the start that you can't do everything in the book, but you need to find what works well for you. That first step is the most important. If you're a veteran of social media and think you have a good handle on things, you will find reassurance that you're doing the right things with this book. But you never know. You may pick up a few new techniques as well. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we're discussing the book Own Your Niche, written by Stephanie Chandler. The summary is written by Steve Riley. And again, you can find this summary and hundreds of others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.